Huh?
We're good. It's good. I got room temperature water.
Nothing like it.
It's a little bit past room temperature, you know. Anyway, okay. So I was thinking about what to learn during the summer. So this is something we did, at least this subject. We did, I think it was maybe a couple years ago. During the time of Shkayach, thank you very much. So during this time, we got the avoda of working on Avos Yisrael, general Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Right, that's the Gemara says famously, Vesinish was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So one of the Ikar Avodas now is working on interpersonal relationships. So I figured that it's Kedai. So we'll go through the summer Bez Hashem, and we'll go through different mitzvahs that are Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and we'll learn about them both in Halacha. And well, you know with me already, when I say Halacha, it doesn't really mean that practical, but you know, the niglas side, and then we'll see the panemius of it. And it's interesting, when I had this idea, so the one mitzvah, the first mitzvah popped into my mind, so I said, okay, fine, I thought of this, I'll do it. And as I went into it, I realized that it's mamash negeya to avoid of the 3 weeks, as we'll see. Okay, so the mitzvah we're going to be discussing tonight is really, there's really two mitzvahs, but the same category, which is the last one of the Aseres HaDibros. So, Marok number one, so you have the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro. We know that Aseres HaDibros are mentioned in Yisro and in Parshas Veschanan. According to Chazal, the Parshas Yisro is the Luchas Rishonis, Parshas Veschanan is Luchas Shnias, so there's some differences between them. So this is probably the most significant difference in the language of the first Dibros to the second Dibros is this. The last one. So again, Marmokan number one isn't what it says in Parshas Yisro. The last of the Aseres HaDibros, Leisachmoid Beis Reyecha. Well, I guess we'll teach this jealousy. Leisachmoid Beis Reyecha, that one is not allowed to be jealous of your neighbor's home. Leisachmoid Eishes Reyecha, not to be jealous of your neighbor's family. Va'avdai, va'amasai, his servants, his maids, v'shor v'chamorai, his animals, and so on. V'kolash of the Reyecha. In other words, there's a prohibition of being jealous from another Yid. Marmokah number two, this same dibor, this same loisasei, is repeated in Parshas Veschanan with a slight variation. V'leisachmed eishes Reyecha. So far it's the same idea. V'leisachmed eishes Reyecha, don't be jealous of your friend's family. But now it says a different language. Don't have a taiva. Don't I don't know. Don't have a taiva. Don't be misave. Don't long for it. What's a good desire? There you go.
Lust also.
Yeah. There you go. Don't desire. We'll go with desire. Don't desire your friend's house. Okay, I'll call upon him. So this is the last of the Aseres HaDibros. Leisachmoid, don't be jealous. V'leisisave, and don't desire. Okay, so the truth is like this. In the Rishonim, we find a big machlokes whether these are two separate mitzvahs. This is the same mitzvah, just repeating itself in maybe just slightly different languages. So basically, for example, Rashi Shita, it's not just him, Rashi, his Unkelis also says like this. The Smag, there's a whole camp of Rishonim that they learn. It's the same thing. One time the Torah uses the language of Chemda, another time the Torah uses the language of Taiva, but it basically is the same thing, not to be jealous. What does it mean not to be jealous? So it's interesting. Rashi, you always have to be medayik what Rashi says and also what he doesn't say. Rashi doesn't comment on this prohibition, whether it's like... Rashi in Parshas Veschanan, you don't have it in front of him, I'm just giving you a little background. Rashi in Veschanan points out that Loisis Ave, that the Lashon of Taiva and Chemda is Hainuach, it's the same thing. So Rashi goes out of his way to tell you that these two prohibitions are not two prohibitions, it's one thing just using different languages. What Rashi doesn't say, also you have to pay attention to, Rashi doesn't comment on limiting this idea, okay, what does it mean to be prohibited in being jealous? Rashi doesn't make any comment about it, indicating that it means what it sounds like, which is that there's taka prohibition, not to be jealous. Not to be jealous of what? Of anything. The house, the family, everything that goes in a person's life, you're not allowed to be jealous. What does it mean? Taibos and chant is the same thing, not to be jealous. So that's Rashi Shita, and there's a number of Rishonim like that. That's probably the assumption that we have from the time that we're little kids, that there's, you're not allowed to be jealous of anybody. And it's Lesachmet, Lesesavet, Lesachmet. That's the Isser according to Rashi. The truth is, again, this is all like sort of introducing the topic, but the Rishonim deal with this. How could it be that the Torah would prohibit someone from just being jealous? That's a natural feeling, it's a natural tendency, it's a human nature. So how do you deal with that? So the truth is interesting. In the Rishonim, we find two schools of thought. One is, let's say, the Chinuch. Again, you don't have this in front of you, but the Chinuch, for example. The Chinuch says, yeah, you have to be in control of your... The Chinuch says, like, if you might ask, how could it be that the Torah would obligate me to be in control of my emotions? So the Chinuch answers, you absolutely can be in control of your emotions. He says, don't be foolish and think that you're not in control of them. You absolutely can be in control of what you think and what you feel. You're absolutely in control. So that's one approach, which is, yeah, the Torah says not to be jealous. It means don't be jealous, and you have the ability to do that, and that's it. The other approach that many Rishonim say is that Enechanami, the first feeling of jealousy, that the Torah is not prohibiting. The prohibition is dwelling on it and doubling down on it and thinking about it and mulling it over and really allowing it to fester. That's what the prohibition is. But Al Kaponim, that's what we have in one camp. Now what we're going to see tonight is the Ipinim of the Rambam. The Ipinim of the Rambam is, first of all, two things. First of all, Leisachmoid and Leisesav are two separate prohibitions. The language the Torah uses, there's a reason why one time it uses Leisachmoid and one time Leisesav. So it's two separate prohibitions. It's not just the same thing in different languages. It's two separate prohibitions, number one. And number two, these Isurim of Leisachmoid and Leisesav are not just general, you know, not to be jealous of anything. It's specific. So that's what we're going to see now. Now we're going to see how the Rambam describes these two prohibitions in Sefer Mitzvahs, and then we'll see how he describes it in Mishneh Torah. And it happens sometimes, we're going to see it tonight, that there's a slight change in the Rambam's opinion and how he presents it in Sefer Mitzvahs versus how he presents it in Mishneh Torah. It's not the first time, it's not the last time it happens, but we'll see. We'll see where it takes us. Okay, so Maromaka number three is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. In Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam records these two prohibitions in Loisesei Reish Samech Hei and Loisesei Reish Samech Vav. Okay, now the order of the Rambam is, we're going to see, Reish Samech Hei, the first of the two, is the prohibition of Leisachmoid, and Reish Samech Vav is the prohibition of Leisesava. And you'll see the Rambam counts it as two because it's two separate ideas. Let's take a look together. Rambam number three. Again, this is the Rambam of Sefer Mitzvahs, Loisesei Reish Samech Hei. Sheziranu, the Torah has, we'll read it together and I'll explain outside. Sheziranu, the Torah has warned us, and this is the prohibition, Mihasim Machshaveseinu, this is Leisachmoid. The prohibition is to focus our minds, Laseis Tachbula, Kedei Liknois Mashayesh Zuloseinu Machainu. The Rambam says the Isra of Leisachmoid is not just not to be jealous, Isra of Leisachmoid is to come up with strategies in order to get that thing that I'm jealous of from my friend. So in other words, says the Rambam, a guy's walking down the street and you're jealous of your neighbor's car. So just to be jealous, that's not the Isra of Leisachmoid. What's Leisachmoid? Leisachmoid is to actually get your friend's car. Now, if I just, you know, hot wire, right? If you just hot wire, that's called stealing. That's the Isra of Gezel, right? But I'm not hot wiring his car. I'm going to buy his car from him. Now, he's not interested in selling his car. But I'm going to convince him that he has to sell his car. I'm going to convince him. I'm going to have every single person that I know call him to convince him to sell it to me. One way or another, I'm going to get his car. Says the Rambam, the Isra of Leisachmoid is that. The Isra of Leisachmoid is getting your friend's car without him, in other words, without him fully really wanting to sell you his car or to give you his car, I'm going to get his car. And that process, says the Rambam, the Isra of Leisachmoid is the entire process from A to Z of how, you know, starting from the plotting in your mind of how you're going to do this to the actual result, which is, you know, getting the keys. But that entire process is the Isra of Leisachmoid. of somehow, that's the Rama, that's what we're going to see. We'll see it together. We'll just read it through. She's Iran, the Torah is warning us. The Isser is, Me'asim Achshav Eseinu, from putting our mind towards the following goal. La'asis Tachbula, to come up with strategies, could they lick nice to acquire, Mashiach Zul Seinem Achenu, to acquire something that my friend has, when he's not really interested in selling it, but I'm going to convince him that he does. The Zohar, that's the Isser of Lo'isach my Beis Re'echa. The Lashon HaMechilta, now he quotes a Medrash to sort of begin to back this up. The Medrash says, Lo'isachmai. The Medrash quotes the Pasuk. Lo'isachmai says, you're not allowed to be jealous. Yachal afilu chay medavar, says the Medrash, that maybe that means just tam, you're not allowed to be jealous of anything. Tamalar Mano, says the Medrash, there's another place where the Torah talks about jealousy, and over there it's very specific. Lo'isachmai, it says in Pasuk, kesev ezov aleihem v'lakach dolach. It says there's a pasuk regarding avodah zarah that you shouldn't be jealous, you shouldn't be envious of idolatry, and buy it and take it into your home. So in other words, malahalan achiyasa maisa, says the Medrash, just like over there when it says leisachmid regarding avodah zarah, it means something tangible. In other words, not to be jealous of something, and not to want something to the point of where you actually get it. So too, Afkan Nami Achiyasa Maisa. Hinin is Barlucha, so says the Rambam, so it's clear to us. Kizehalav, this prohibition of Isachmoid is Yazir is warning us, Meharim, from manipulating the situation, Achinitka Chlatzmein Hadavar, that the prohibition is manipulating the situation to the goal in which you get something, Shinuchim de Maisai, that you wanted. Mimamen Achenu, from your friend. But if you look nice, again, we're talking about buying it. You're not stealing it. But lust is like don't rob him, and you're overpaying for it. Right? So it's not an issue like that. He needs a kuloi mishiaseu. If a person is this entire process, the process in which to get something that you are coveting from your friend, that your friend was not interested in parting with, but you are through your envy, you're getting it for yourself. The process in which you go through to have that done, that's Isser Lo'isachmai.
Isn't that chamas?
Huh?
Is that if you do
chamas is a similar...
In the beginning, it's like just machsh, like machshava.
So we're going to see soon, and the Rambam it really elaborates this a little bit more. And also, by the way, when it comes to Sefer Mitzvahs, the parallel Sefer to look at very often to get a little bit more clarity in what the Rambam means is the Sefer HaChinuch. So we're going to see soon, that's how the Sefer HaChinuch also explains it, that the Isser Lo'isachmai is... The prohibition is getting that car. Getting that car. Now, I could get that car through stealing. That's called gezel. Over here, I'm getting the car because I'm convincing him that he should sell it to me when he's not really interested in it, but, you know, somehow I'm able to do that this is the opposite of a salesman. It's a good, customer, whatever it is, to get it from the guy. But the Rambam starts off with putting it in the mind because that the entire process is the prohibition. From the step one, which is, how am I going to do this? Who do I have to call? The tachbulas, the conniving processes that I'm taking upon myself. That is the entire scope of the prohibition. It begins with the planning, and it ends with actually, you know, getting the keys to the car. But the prohibition is getting that car from your friend because you wanted it, despite the fact that he wasn't really interested in getting in letting go of it. Really. That's the prohibition of Leisachman. Huh? Then you will not be over. No, according to the Rambam, you will not be over. You will not be over. The Isser is getting the car at the end of the day. The Chiddush is, usually, that would just be like, the Avera is just at the end. The Chiddush over here in the Rambam is that Avera is the entire process. It starts with the Tachbulas of the mind, and it's completed with actually getting the car. But that's the Isser. The Isser is getting this thing, Leisachman, Beis Re'echa, and as the prohibition is acquiring the house of your friend through because of your jealousy.
The Ryan that he's bringing, the Lois Sachman is the
Lakatalacha. Yeah.
It's the result.
Right, exactly. Now that's the prohibition of Lois Sachman. Okay. What about Lois Sisave? So Maramukha number 4. This is the next Rambam in Lois Sase Reish Samach Vav. The Rambam over here says as follows, Sheziranu, another Avera, we're being warned, Mihasim Achshav Eseinu, from placing our mind, Lach Maid Mashiyesh La'acheinu, from being jealous of what our friends have, Ulis Aves Boy, and to desire it. because that will lead to the previous prohibition of plotting to get it. In other words, so the Rambam is telling us is as follows. The way the Rambam presents it in Sefer Mitzvahs, we have two averas. You have Lois Ave and Lois Achmed. And the way the Rambam presents it is as follows, is that Lois Ave is the step one, which is, wow, that's a nice car. And allow and again, there's one thing of having a fleeting thought, but then like dwelling on it and really allowing it to take up a lot of space in your head. That's Lysis Ava, just allowing yourself to be jealous and to be completely like obsessed with that guy's thing. That's Lysis Ava. That's Lysis Ava. Once you violated that, the next prohibition that theoretically could kick in is Lysachma. What's Lysachma? Lysachma is acting upon Lysis Ava. Because now that I'm completely consumed by this guy's car, then the prohibition of Lysachmit is, the person then thinks, okay, what? So now what could I do to get it? So now he has begun entering into the realm of Lysachmit, and Lysachmit is actually getting the car. So Lysis Ava means wanting the car, Lysachmit is getting the car. So
what comes first?
Yeah, so it's it. So the Rambam's order is like he first lists Lois Achmed and then Lois Esave, because the Rambam understands Lois, because he's putting in the order, not in chronological order in terms of the experience of the person, but he's putting in like a hierarchy. Like the main problem is going to be Lois Achmed, and what led to that was Lois Esave. That's how the Rambam is sort of processing. Huh?
It's also the order of the Pasuk.
It's order of the Pasuk too, right, in Parshas Veschanan. That's how the Pasuk is going as well, but that's how the Rambam puts it. So you have Lois Esave, which is more, so in other words, if you have to say it like this, Loises Ave in the Rambam, and this is how the Chinuch really says it. The Rambam is Sefer Mitzvahs. We have two categories of mitzvahs. You have mitzvahs which are mitzvahs shebelev, more emotional mitzvahs, and then you have mitzvahs that are maisa mitzvahs, right? So in positive mitzvahs, you have a mitzvah of emunah, which is, you know, in the heart and mind, and you have a mitzvah of shekel mulvin esrog. You have averus. You have an avera of believing in avodah zarah. That's of the heart and mind, right? And then you have an avera of eating chazer. So these averus of loisis av and lois achmaid, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, and that's how the Chinuch also explains it, is that it's broken down as follows: loisis av is a mitzvah shebelev. It's an emotional thing. You're not allowed to have a taiva for someone else's things. And then that's the mitzvah shebelev. And then you move on to leisachmid, which is a maisa iser, which is you're actually taking that person's car, which is it's sort of in the category. It's not gezel. It's not thievery, because the guy is technically willing to sell it to you, but you manipulated the situation in order to get it. So that's now it happens to be the chiddush is that when it comes to leisachmid, the iser isn't only when you get the keys. The iser includes the entire process, even starting from the mental planning that eventually leads to getting the keys also. But these are how the Rambam puts it. Lysis Ava first, that's the emotion, and Lysachman is the Maisa. Now because of that, by the way, the Sefer HaChinuch points out, he says that usually we have a klal. When you violate a lav, do you get Malkus or not? So the general rule is, one of the rules is that you only get Malkus for a lav sheyesh by Maisa. So therefore, says the Chinuch, so for Lysis Ave, which is emotional, certainly you're not going to get Malkus for that. But would you get Malkus for Lys Achmoid? So the Chinuch says, L'char you would. It's an Isser Maisa. In other words, it's about getting the car. Happens to be, the getting the car begins with the planning. But L'maisa, it's an Isser Maisa. It's an Isser that's actual. So the Chinuch says, the reason why not is because there's another exception to the rule of Malkus, which is a lav shenitin li shavlin, a lav that you can fix. If you can fix and you can give back what you took, then theoretically you have no Malkus for it either. It's like for stealing, right? There's no Malkus for stealing. Why? It's a maisa, but the reason is because you can return it. So if you can return it, you don't get Malkus. It says the Chinuch, that's also why you don't get Malkus for Lysachmed, because there is a maisa, right? It's a maisa plus thought, but it's a maisa also. But you don't get malchus because it's nitin lishav, and you could return the car if you feel better. Nachanam, he doesn't. The leisis avera, you won't get malchus because it's a mitzvah shebelev. But as far as leisachman, which is a maisa, so that's leisachman. Yeah, it's nitin lishav. Well, it's not. I mean, it doesn't undo it in terms of you still violated the iser. But that's a klal by Gezel also. Any lav that's nitin lishavin, we're dealing with an object that was taken, and the object can be given, and like some total, everything is put back in order, that you don't get malchus for. The reason is because it's not doim metalav lechasima. It's not like leisachsam, which is the root of that. Yeah. In the context of malchus, just for malchus purposes, yeah. But that's how the chinuch says.
Even though there's no chiyuv to return it?
Right.
I'm saying,
right. Yeah, yeah, and a chrami, even if there's no chiyuv.
Oh,
right. It's not nitik la'aseh. There's no chiyuv to return it. But you could if you want, and therefore you don't get malchus for that. Okay, that's how the Rambam breaks it down. Fine. Take a look at... yeah, by the way, if you go in Marmokah number 4, so the Rambam in the sort of last paragraph in Marmokah number 4, again, this is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam like sort of says the storyline, and he explains it very clearly. Ubirhu, the explanation of these two prohibitions is as follows. She'im ra dava yafa etzal achiv. You see something nice by your friend. So he says like this. Im gavra machshavte olav. If your mind becomes like, you sort of become obsessed about it. Vis avabai. No, it's not a fleeting thought, but you mamish, you're cooking about it. Avrol omra yisparch leisesava. Then that's a violation of leisesava. Vim hirzik bayahavas adavrahu. And if you hold on to this desire, achi yishtadel hagiyai, right, and until the point of where now you're putting an effort to get it, right? V'leyosem echaleis ponav. I'm going to constantly nudge this guy to get it. Ulahachbidov. I'm going to pressure him. Again, tachbulas, you're coming up with eitzes in order how to get the car. And if ultimately you get the car, then you have already violated leisachman. Leisachman has begun from the time that you've starting to plot. You're not that aver is not completed until you actually get the car, but it started from the calculations. So he says, achashek farkana davar, once you've acquired it. Your friend didn't really want to sell it to begin with. You pressured him to hear him, and you manipulated the situation until you got it. So that's the violation of those things. You violated both prohibitions. Okay, that's the story. Fine, so far so good. Now, what becomes a little bit strange is the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. In Marmokah number 5, the Rambam talks about these two averis in the beginning of Hilchos Gezeilah. And it's Perek Aleph in Hilchos Gezeilah, Halacha Tes and Halacha Yud. Halacha Tes is Leisachmaid, Halacha Yud is Leisesave. So in Halacha Tes, where he talks about Leisachmaid, it sort of starts off sounding very similar to what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. But there's one little wrench, and then when it comes to Leisesave, it's different. You'll see what I mean. So let's see it together. Marmokah number 5. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeilah, again, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. Leisachmaid. If a person has a chemda, right? The person is chaymed, anything that from his friend's property and so on. Anything that you can buy from your friend. So you have this desire for it. The hichbid ol bereim. And you're pressuring the person through friends. The hipster boy, and you, again, you're manipulating, you're pressuring the situation. Achalochem, until eventually you convince this guy to sell it to you. Avo bishon asli don rabim. And even if the guy you gave a lot of money, you overpaid for it. Harayza over b'leisaseh. You violated the prohibition. Shenemer leisachmid. Right. So far, that's exactly pretty much how the Rambam said it in Sefer Mitzvahs. Vein leiken alav zeh. Says the Rambam, you don't get malchus for this. Mivnei she'ein by ma'isa, because it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, doesn't have an action to it. Doesn't have an action to it. The eino over b'lav azeh, and you also don't violate this lav. Atchiyik achachev shchomen until you actually get the car, right? Until you actually get the car. Kinyan shenemer leisachman kesvus avaleim b'lakach dolach chemish yish by meisa. So 1 second. So what the Rambam just said to us? The Rambam just said basically similar to what we saw in Sefer Mitzvahs, which is the prohibition is the plotting. The prohibition is getting the car. That prohibition begins with the plotting, right? And it ends with the getting of the keys. But the Isser is getting the car, and it has a beginning and it has an end. And that's what Rambam said. What's the issue? The issue is the Rambam says, why don't you get Malchus on this? Says the Rambam, you don't get Malchus, but they shame by Maisa, because there's no action. What do you mean there's no action? What are you talking about? The whole prohibition is getting the car. It's getting the car, that's an action. You're driving down the block. That's a big action. Now the truth is, I didn't record over here, but the Ravid asked this kasha. The Ravid says on the Rambam over there, Tema Gedoylu is that. That it's a great wonder. The law of shame by ma'isa, there's no action over here. This is mamish, a very practical. This is not an emotional zach. This is in reality. What's what I'm talking about? The Ravid says, I agree you don't get malchus. You know why? Like what the chinuch said, because it's nitin leishov and you can give the car back. That's why you don't get malchus. To not get malchus because it's law of shame by ma'isa. So that's already one strange thing in the Rambam. But what's also strange is the next Rambam. Again, the next Rambam, in Rambam number 6 is Halacha Yud. Now the Rambam is introducing the other prohibition, or sort of the, you know, Loisis Ava. Now how did the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs present it? That Loisis Ava comes before Lois Achmed, right? Lois Achmed is step 2. Now step 1 chronologically is Loisis Ava, means you have a taiva for the Zach. But that's where it begins and ends. That's Loisis Ava. What's Lois Achmed? Lois Achmed is getting the thing. What does it mean to get the thing? So that begins with plotting, begins with cheshbainis, and eventually leading to actually getting the keys. But that's Leis Asav and Leis Achmed. What does the Rambam say about in Mishnah Torah, what's Leis Asav? Says the Rambam, Kol HaMisav HaBeisai HaYishtai V'Kelev Shachaveirai. Anytime you have a taiva, you have a desire for anything that your friend has, V'chein Kol K'yaitzib is a Mishardvarim, She'av Shalai L'Knaisan Mimenu, or anything that you can possibly buy, so you have a taiva for it. Once you begin to think and to plot, how am I going to get that? And how am I going to convince him to sell it to me? You violated the prohibition of Leisasava. So one second, what did the Rambam just do over here? The Rambam said that what's Leisasava? Not just the taiva. Again, the Rambam said for mitzvahs was, what's Leisasava? The taiva itself. What's Leisachmaid? Getting the keys. What does it mean to get the keys? That begins with plotting, begins with cheshbainis, and eventually leading to buying the thing off the guy, even though he doesn't really want it. Says Rambam Mishnah Torah, what's leisasava? Leisasava is not just the taiva, but the plotting also. So what's leisachmai then? So the question in the Mishnah Torah is that slice of the person's mind, which is like the plotting, like that point in the storyline of the plotting of how to get the keys, what iser is that a part of? In the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, it was very clear. The pure taiva, that's leisasava. Cheshboinis, that's already the beginning of leisachmed. But in Mishnah Torah, it's more confused. Because the planning, the plotting, and so on, the Rambam says is already by leisasava. And the Isser of Leisachmaid also starts from there. So where's the line between Leisis Ava and Leisachmaid in the Mishnah Torah? That's also what's strange. That's what's strange about this.
How would all this manifest itself by Ishta and Reishis Reacha? Not making tach. There's no tach bulis.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really...
Yeah. We're not necessarily talking about nice people over here.
No, I understand. No, I understand that, but it says "lknoso." Like,
yeah, yeah. It means It means.
If I see something by
anti shalom bias,
that's
also something before I should talk. Like the examples Rambam gives is interesting. It's like, why just say everything? Like, why does he have to even give pratim about it? But these are the issues again. So let's just understand. So Mishnah Torah again. This is the problem with Mishnah Torah. First of all, in the Isser of Leisachmaid, if the Isser of Leisachmaid is the Isser is getting the car, why is that a lav she? Why is that a lav she'in by Maisa? That's a lav she'ish by Maisa. You won't get Malkus for another reason, because you could give the car back. I get it, but a lav she'in by Maisa. Number one, and number two, where does Leisis Ave end and Leisachmaid begin? In Sefer Mitzvahs, was very clear. The pure taiva, that's Leisis Ave. The plotting, that's Leisachmaid. But in Mishnah Torah, even the plotting is part of Leisis Ava. So how do we figure this out? Okay. Let's see if
I see something by someone and I ask the guy if it's for sale and he sells it to me.
That's not a problem.
What changes it from me seeing it in one?
Because it wasn't Belief Sholem. If that guy is not really interested in selling it to you, but you push, yeah, that's Leis Ava.
That reveals that my original thought was a thought of jealousy or taiva.
Yeah, because if the person says no, then the answer is no. But if I'm pushing beyond that, that's where it's coming from. But we're going to see that right now.
Can you maybe explain the first question that he said about
why would if the Isser of Leis Achmed is basically acquiring the car? Again, it begins with plotting and so on, but it's so ask the Ravid, why is it a law of Shein by Maisa?
What would be the Maisa?
Everything involved in acquiring the goods, just like Gezel. Gezel is also a law of Shein
by Maisa. No, but that's because the act itself is prohibited. I'm buying, when I make a kinyan, I'm doing the kinyan beheter.
No, it's not. It's not beheter. It's not an Isser Gezel, but it's an Isser of Leisachmai. I am not allowed to pressure this guy to sell me his car if he's not interested in selling it to me.
But the mice itself of the sale is not...
In the larger context, this is an Isser. It's not no one can take me to Bezdin for it. It's not that type of Isser of Mammon, but this is a prohibited transaction. He's not allowed to be involved in that transaction. So he's not allowed to do that.
He can't go to Bezdin to ask.
No, Bezdin's not going to be able to enforce this. This is not, because it's not technically stealing. Everything is technically, you know, monetarily wise, the guy sold you, you know, but there's an Isser involved. This was this entire process that this person undertook to get that car. That was not allowed.
The Isser is dependent on response.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's.
So, yes. Well, yeah. First of all, we have many mitzvahs. Like, maybe mitzvahs are easier to, you know. We have mitzvahs that are dependent on other people, right?
Right.
So, it's if I want to give tzedakah. I go to a billionaire and I give him a quarter. It's not tzedakah, right? But I want to give tzedakah. Yeah, it's not, he's not a bar tzedakah, right? So, yeah. So, if this person said yes right away. No, again. I'm sort of like skirting around it because we're going to see the Pnimius and it deals with it directly. But just the Pashtas, yeah. If I listen, every time you see something like, oh, that's, you know, it's a nice car. I wonder if it's for sale. And you ask the guy, is it for sale? He says, yeah, 100%. I was just about to put the sign on the thing. That's fine. That's not getting a car. The Isser is getting a car when it's not 100% Baratzen of the owner. That's 100% rutzen of the owner. When it's 100% not the rutzen of the owner, that's called stealing. Right?
Right,
when it's...
you shouldn't want what's not yours.
In halacha, again, in the Pnimis, we're going to see a little bit more like that. You know what I mean? But in the pure halacha, the way the Rambam says, that's leisasava. So there is leisasava, right? Leisasava. But as far as leisachmid is tangible. Again, that's why the Ravid has the kasha. If it's tangible, so it's a lav sheish b'mais. It's a lav sheim b'mais. Yeah.
What if you want this car and you're prepared to start plotting for it and everything? He agrees to sell it to you.
Baruch Hashem, then you were saved from an aver, right?
But when I say you were prepared, so are you ever for want for?
So it's interesting. The Ramban talks about the opposite scenario. Not the opposite, but the different. Where you were prepared to plot and do all that stuff. But you didn't because that guy is an unmovable, stubborn mule. Like, he's not, you know, it's not happening. And I know going in that he's so stubborn, I'm not even going to... So Ramban talks about that. But so that's that. But in the Ramban would say you didn't violate anything because you have to go through this process.
Because it would lead to going through the process? So, like, if the end game... There's no chance of ever going through that process.
Is
it still an
avera
to...
Which one? Leisachmid, you would not violate unless you actually get the car at the end, according to Rambam. Leisachmid, you violated once you had that type.
But is it because it's going
to
lead...
So the Rambam says the reason is because it'll lead to leisachmid. But that's already the reason, so it's hard to know whether that will, you know... But it is a standalone Isra at the end in 613.
From Gzela, then? In
other words, Gzela is when it's not with any consent of the owner. This is with like Bezdin would be able to demand me to return the car if it was Gzela. Bezdin can't demand me to return it because of Leis Achmed.
For sale, Bezdin has no...
If I go to my neighbor's driveway at 3 o'clock in the morning and I steal his car, Bezdin can force me to give it back to him, right? In this case, if I put a lot of pressure,
his head and say, oh, someone, the car
That's something else. That's a gun to his head is something else. But by getting like, if I turn on the shidduch system, you know what I mean, and I'm getting everyone from which angle to call this guy, you know what I mean, and eventually I wear him down. Business is okay. Well, I said the guy gave consent, but that's the Isser Leisach. Okay, take a look at Maromok number 7. There's a Torah from Rav Tzadik. Okay, and Rav Tzadik is going to reveal to us a chiddush, and this chiddush I think is a good way to frame and to understand the Isser of Leisach Ava versus Leisach Moed in the Mishnah Torah. Rav Tzadik says like this: it's a chiddush niflum. Rav Tzadik says, "Acheshek sheyesh loy." If a person desires something, desire alone has the kayach to be poil that which you desire. Nothing stands before will. Right? Says Rav Tzadik, if you want something truly, 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 unless there is, as we'll see soon, unless there's like unbelievable minias and that. Under normal circumstances, if you truly want something very, very much, you'll get it. Afilu hura, even if it's negative. Kenyan, like the Gemara says in Makis, b'derech shadim reitzilelech, the way that a person wants to go, v'chulu. So, the doors are going to be open for the person. Mitzara rotzen shaloi poyel. And through one's rotzen, you can be poyel afilu kol chemdes oylem hazeh, all the desires of this world, you can get just from rotzen itself. Unless, obviously, Hashem made the system, so he could always step in and say, okay, you know, ad kan, you know, ad chatzia malchus, you know, Hashem could always do that. But outside of divine intervention, the system is, if you want something, if the person's cheshek, he talks about this a little bit later on in the piece, I don't know if I had recorded it, if I typed it up over here, but if the cheshek is betaykif gadol, if it's truly a deep and great desire, it'll be poil. Lulei zeh, again, without, besides for divine intervention, ayidei hacheshek hayamase kol ma shecheshek. Through desire alone, you'll get what you want. Ulekach shleim hamelech, so he says an amazing thing about shleim hamelech, shebiyama of the times of shleim masihar bishleim musa, Chazal say the moon was was full. In other words, v'lo yayu shum meneya, There was no minias, so the path was open. So Nemar, so it says Kichalois, it says the whole Maisa by Shlomo Melech, he finished all of his accomplishments. Kol Cheshek Shlomo, it says that Shlomo Melech got all of his desires, right? So he says Shekol Cheshkai Hayinishlam, all of his desires were complete, Umuvalai, and were brought to him. Says Rav Tzadik. Why? Stam had worked out, he had good mazel. No, he wanted it more than anyone else. He wanted it more than anyone else. He was the biggest bal taiva, kivyochel, of any other creature, and any other living being. That's why he offered shir shirim, the unbelievable cheshek. And to the extent of how intense the cheshek is, kachu masik. That's what you get. Now he explains a little bit more in Pnimistical language. Cheshek nikra soif maisa. Cheshek, that desire in the spheres, is related to the midah of Malchus. Midah of Malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the midah, shumisijat the nukva. Umitzara chesaron hu cheshek lemili. The bottom, when in the midas, so Malchus, which is the bottom, always represents that which is missing. It depends. It's deficient. It needs, you know, it only has from what's flowing from above. So of all the midas, the midah that is the spiritual code for cheshek is going to be malchus. Now we have a principle in the Svarim from the Sefer Yetzirah, note seifen betchilasan, which lasan b'seifen ends and beginnings are tied to each other. Which means that if you dig deep enough in malchus, what will you find? Keser, which is the root, the highest point where a whole system flows from. So says Rav Tzadik in Pnimius, how do you, so if a person has cheshek, so says Rav Tzadik, based on this model, what we can say is as follows: there's two madrigas of cheshek, there's two madrigas of wanting something. All desire is connecting to that midah that's called malchus. But in chitzonius, if the cheshek that a person has is only, you know, listen, you know, how have I should get it, you know, that so then it's chitzonius, then it's only malchus, and malchus is deficient, so maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. But if it's kol cheshek shloima, but if it's a cheshek that's betoikiv gadol, that gets the kishkes, it unleashes the full power of cheshek, that's the pnimius of malchus. The pnimis of malchus is what is keser, that's rooted in the very, very beginning. Soif ma'isa, we say on Friday night, right? Soif ma'isa, the end is machshavat chila, is the first thought. Is there, when you make a system, the first initial thought that you have is planning is the ultimate goal at the end. It means the ends and beginnings are tied, but only when you get to the kishkas of it. So when you have metzias of kol cheshek shloima, then already that's, you're connecting to the very beginning from which everything flows, and you can get everything you want because now you're steering the ship. You're not just receiving from the bottom. So he says like this. So malchus, which is deficient, that's where cheshek comes and that's where the zar comes from. But with a deep hiskashrus to malchus in a very, very strong way, then from there you'll be davuk to the machshava, to the thought, which is the beginning. Voracious machshava zan shemizbar, the first thought, which is the crown, which all the hashbo comes from. This is in kedusha kol cheshek shleima v'chemisit zara. This is also true in evil. Kasher ein davar moinai, when again, unless there's divine intervention. When there's no divine intervention and the system is what it is, if there's a cheshek, this mamish, pnimis dike cheshek, then you will get what you want. You will get what you want. So let's go back. You have the Isser of Leis Esave and the Isser of Leis Achmed. So he asked the question, in the Mishnah Torah, where does one begin and one end? In Sefer Mitzvahs was very clear. Leis Esave means wanting something, desiring it. Fine, that's it. What's Leis Achmed? Plotting and how to get it. All of a sudden, when it comes to the Mishnah Torah, though, even Leis Esave meant also thinking about how to get it, strategizing. So then, but I thought that's part of Leis Achmed. What's the difference between Leis Esave and Leis Achmed? And the other question we had was, well, why is Leis Achmed in the Rambam and Mishnah Torah not defined as a mitzvah of an aver of a maisa? It's practical. It's getting the car. The answer is as follows. In the Mishnah Torah, it's as follows. The Isser of Leis Esave is wanting something. And wanting something also means plotting how to get it. But the difference between Leis Esave and Leis Achmed is how much you want it. In Leis Esave, if Leis Esave means halavai, like halavai, I should get it one day. And I'm daydreaming about it. And my daydreaming is thinking about like what I can possibly do. But that's where it ends. So just malchus. What's Leis Achmed? Leis Achmed is also plotting. But the difference is if you're plotting how to get it, but it's not unleashing kol cheshek shloima, that's Leis Esave. But if the plotting that you're doing is unleashing kol cheshek shloima, then that is already Leis Achmed. Why? Because the Israel Leis Achmed is getting the car. But it's not getting the car b'maisa. It's getting the car through your cheshek. The fact that you end up getting the keys at the end is an indication that in the very beginning your cheshek was kol cheshek shleima. But what's the prohibition? The prohibition is deeply, deeply wanting the car. Leis Esave, the prohibition is wanting the car. Leis Achmed is deeply, deeply, deeply wanting the car. And when you want the car deeply, 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 then guess what? You're going to get the car. So if you end up getting the car, you violated Leis Achmed. Why? Not because you actually got the car, b'maisa. It's because you forced that transaction b'machshava, because of your cheshek and your rotzen. As I said before, so what's the issur of Leis Achmed? Really, really, really wanting your friend's thing. But when you really, really want your friend's thing, you're going to get it. So you don't violate Leis Achmed unless you get the car. But it's not the violation is not because you actually got your friend's car, b'maisa. The violation is because you deeply, deeply wanted your friend's car. And that's why you got it at the end. But it was because you deeply, deeply wanted it. If you didn't end up getting your friend's car, then mistama, you didn't really, really, really want it. And then you only violate Leis Esave. But you didn't violate Leis Achmed. So what's Leis Achmed? It's an emotional isser, not a maisa. The Rambam said, why don't you get malchus as the Rambam? Because it's love, shame, b'maisa. Ask the Rivet, a lot of shame by mice. What are you talking about? You're getting the friend's car. That's what the Isser is. The answer is, it's not really getting the friend's car b'maisa. It's being so frakishift and so frakoifed in the inion of your friend's car that automatically you repile something with that. You don't even realize that you repile until eventually, you know. So it's like, but that's the Isser of Leis Achmed. Where does Leis Esave end and Leis Achmed begin? In the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's like a chronological story. So it's step one, which is wanting something. That's Leis Esave. Step two is plotting how to get it. In the Rambam Mishneh Torah, it's not step one, step two, chronological. It's depth. It's layer of intensity. Leisasava is superficial wanting. It's a wanting, but it's superficial. Leisachmaid is an intense wanting. That intense wanting will be poil something. And so in order to clarify your violation of Leisachmaid, we have to have the proof, which is that you actually got the car at the end of the day. But if you got the car at the end of the day, the violation is not getting the car poil. The violation is Leisachmaid. Isn't that the simple Pshat and Pasuk? Why would the Isser be getting the car? And the Pasuk uses the word Leisachmaid. When you read the Leisachmaid Beis Reyecha, don't be... Leisachmaid means not wanting it. Who cholamed? Who thought in this? So that's what the Mechilta said. The Mechilta said that you might think Leisachmaid just means to want something. So the Mechilta used other psukim to show that Achi Yasa Maisa. But what does it mean, Achi Yasa Maisa? So in Sefer Mitzvahs, that quality of you have to actually get the car, like transformed the whole Isser. That the Isser is not about the emotional wanting, it's Pashat getting the car at the end. Well, then that's very strange. Why the Torah use the Lashon of Leisachmaid and then need a Mechilta to verify, you know, to clarify what it means? The answer is in the Mishnah Torah. No, the Pasuk says Leisachmaid. That's what it means. Why does it say once Leisasava and another time Leisachmaid? The answer is it's not the same language. Leisasava means a certain level of like basic taiva. Leisachmaid means obsession. So Leisachmaid means don't be obsessed with your friend's inyan, because when you're obsessed with your friend's inyan, guess what? You're going to be piled. And your rutzin is going to override his rutzin, right? That even on the most basic, like elemental level, that's really what's going on, right? If I go and I steal something, then my brute force overwhelmed that person's brute force. If I wore him down, right, to sell me his car, then what ultimately happened? Like I got a yes out of him. Does mean I got a yes out of him? Is it my desire for the car overwhelmed his desire for his car? That is practically what took place. And in Pnimius, that's exactly how it happened. My Rutzen was so overwhelmingly great that it was actually Poyal, that it became my car, and it wore him down. It wore him down spiritually. So this is, but this is all in the side of Tumah. The side of Tumah is unleashing this Kayach of Cheshek in order to get someone else's car. But what's in the side of Kedusha? That's what I'm saying, the side of Kedusha, it's mamish the ending of this time of year, right? Kol Mas'avel Yerushalayim Zaychav Rabbi Binyana, right? I mean, what's the ending of Tzipis Yeshua, to Mechaka Lagula, look forward to Mashiach, wanting. What we see from Rav Tzadik, and this is what in Halacha Lamais, in the Gedder of the Isser of Leisachmoid and Leisasav and so on, is that wanting something deeply enough is Poyal. Now, again, like we mentioned many times, Gula on a larger, on a national historical scale, one individual person's Ratzon can't necessarily be piled at. But for you, a Gula Pratis, right, and to experience a Gula within yourself, within your Nefesh, and to find your Nitzis of Mashiach, call Cheshek Shleima. If a person truly wants it enough, again, unless there's divine intervention, which God could always do, then the Pashtus is you will be piled, and you'll get it. That's the avodah of this time, to unleash that cheshek, to unleash that that ratzin. Okay, so that's in the tzara ra, it's the isser of leisachmaid, and the tzara toiv, it's it's wanting good things for other yidden, wanting good things for Klal Yisrael, and when you want it enough, Bez Hashem, we should be able to see the paris and we pile. Okay, yeah. Yeah, shakar.